Welcome back. In this session, we'll discuss about relating strategies. Talking to others may seem easy, but it's not, because we tend to see life from our perspective and not the other person's. Talking to others is hard for some. We have heard it before. Experts in human relations tell us that in order to be happy, we need someone to love and something meaningful to do. And it's even better if we can do something meaningful with someone we love and who loves us back. Happiness is a very elusive quality. Like quicksilver, it slips out of our fingers just when we grab for it. If we look back on our lives and try to remember our best times, the two ingredients of someone to love and something meaningful to do were almost always present. Relating to others seems easy, but it's not. We know that our happiness is directly linked to the relationships we form with others, but we are often not sure. There are a number of reasons why talking to others is so difficult. First, there is never perfect communication in the sense that we understand something in exactly the same way. Communication is also difficult because it takes different skills to talk to each person we encounter. For instance, we might be able to quickly get over an argument with someone like a good friend or spouse, but not with someone who don't know very well. Conflict can be rather easily overcome with someone who loves and respects us, but that won't apply to a colleague. Have a harsh conversation with a co-worker and see how long it takes to heal the wound. Communication is such a challenge because we have to be so quick at changing styles to fit the person we are talking to. Talking to different people in our lives is a little like playing golf. We have to be nimble in talking to a number of people, and it's difficult to adapt. We might be able to talk freely and comfortably with a trusted friend, but get clammy and frustrated when communicating with our boss. In one sense, there should be no reason why we get a horrible case of stage fright when standing in front of an audience to give a public talk. We could give the same talk to the faithful family members in the living room without any fear. But we perceive that we might fail. It's like the man who had no problem walking across a plank 12 feet long and 1 foot wide when it was firmly planted in his own driveway, but put that same plank 20 stories above the ground, bridging two buildings, and the reaction changed dramatically. In addition to his needs to concentrate only on the board, he also dwells on the dizzy height and his fear that he might fall. We always hold something back in our conversation. The more we trust, the greater risk we'll take in revealing ourselves to someone else. They will do the same with us. Hence, the need to inspire and keep the trust. Thank you.